this morning at approximately 9:30, Daryl Wayne Lambert walked into the Las Casas. Okay. Walked into the Las Casas drugstore carrying a single shot 20 gauge shotgun. He ordered the clerk to open the safe where the Schedule II narcotics were being stored, filled up a duffel bag, and exited the store. On his way into the store, there was two pedestrians that were fixing to go into the store. He told them to leave the area. Being good citizens, they dialed 911, gave us an excellent description of the person, the vehicle. We put out a bolo. Deputy Nick Coble was in the area, actually responding to another call, and was right on top of the vehicle as it came inbound on Highway 96 into Murfreesboro. He was able to turn around on the vehicle and try to conduct a traffic stop on the vehicle on Compton Road. At that time, the suspect fled. Deputy Coble called out a pursuit. Other deputies started heading to that area of town. He was calling out his speeds, light traffic, moderate traffic at that time. They ended up turning right onto Highway 231 North towards Wilson County or Walter Hill area. They went through Walter Hill and crossed over the county line into Wilson County and turned on the back roads. As they got into the back roads, other deputies were able to get to that part of the county. Also, Wilson County joined in as well. They tried to stop the subject several times. He would not stop. Deputy Lee Young, who is a certified pit instructor, ended up pitting the car in someone's front yard. The suspect had gone off-road several times, busting through several fences. And at the time, Lee Young was able to get there, and he was able to stop the pursuit. The suspect was helped out of his vehicle and taken into custody. He is right now, he is at the hospital getting checked out before being booked in to the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. He's going to have multiple charges. Right now, we're going to be charging him. Charges include aggravated robbery, reckless endangerment, and felony theft. And stop, halt, and resist. The DA right now, for all of y'all, when it comes to the video, I know y'all are going to ask for the video. The DA has asked us not to release the video right now because it is an ongoing investigation. Once the DA allows us to give y'all the video, I'll be happy to give y'all the video. But we will be working with the DA's office for further charges. There could be more. This is Mr. Lambert's 23rd time. Well, this will be actually his 24th time being booked into the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. He is no stranger to the Sheriff's Office. And with that, I guess I'll take questions.
You know, I want to continue talking about him. You know, what are the bulk of his charges prior to today? Is he mostly a thief, a violent person? What kind of person?
Yeah, we'll have to send those to you. The only thing I've got on this sheet right now is one prior domestic assault. So I don't know what all his different charges are.
Were the drugs recovered?
Yes, we did recover the drugs. I think he had taken some of them while he was being pursued. But we were able to recover the drugs.
Considering the history of him, you say helped out. Was he helped out without resistance on his end, considering his record now, or how did that go?
Because he had the shotgun, the deputies didn't take any chances. And when you see the video, you had deputies on one side of the vehicle, deputies on the other. Their primary goal was to get that shotgun and get it away from him and then take him into custody.
Sheriff, you used the term contain him. What does that mean?
he used the maneuver while he was being pursued, and he comes up from behind and hits the back quarter panel and kind of spins him out. And Deputy Lee Young has gone to school for that, so he's a certified instructor on that.
And where did that happen, that hitting
part? That happened on, what's the name of the road?
Is that Rockdale?
Yeah, Rockdale Fellowship. Yeah, Rockdale Fellowship Road.
So did he hit him into that front yard where the car came to rest? Or?
Yes, he pitted him right before they got to that yard, and then the guy kept driving in the yard, and Deputy Lee Young stayed right beside him as they were heading towards the front porch of a house, and Lee was not going to let him able to go anywhere, so he had to stop. It was either a house or Lee, and so, and that's when he came to arrest, and they were able, the deputies were all able to kind of box him in and escort him out of his vehicle.
So he didn't actually hit the house?
No, he never did hit the house.
The hitting was partly done, and because I know talked on the scanner was that they were trying to get spikes stripped down. And all
we were able to, trying to think. Sergeant's name. Yeah, Sergeant Brian Gregory was able to use his spike strips and got all four tires. So, you know, this whole thing, they did an excellent job. The guys, you know, they did an excellent job today.
Can you elaborate on the fact that you guys got all four of his tires and still kept on going, and you guys still had to hit him to get him to stop? Can you elaborate on that?
Well, Sergeant Gregory did get all four tires, and he kept on going, and, I think that slowed him down enough that other people were able to get up on him, and then that's how Lee Young was able to get to him, because he was on the other side of the county, so he was coming towards him. But he was able to pit him, and it was able to spin him out and do enough that he could stop him.
Can we get you to talk about the fact how rare such a long chase, the duration of the chase took, I think, what, 30 minutes?
And how many miles?
Yes.
Miles, I don't know. Some pursuits are short, some pursuits are long. I've seen longer pursuits. I've seen pursuits down to the Georgia state line. So, there's no average on pursuits. You're definitely having to take in the road conditions, people on the street, your speeds. You know, that's why we call that stuff out, and supervisors are making split-second decisions on whether to call the pursuit and let it go or to continue on. And with traffic being moderate, with the charges, with this guy's already done, you know, that kind of puts it up there. If, you know, he stole some mail out of somebody's mailbox, yeah, we probably would have cut the pursuit. But, you know, brandishing a weapon and shooting it at people or towards people, you know, that kind of puts it up there a little higher, a little more dangerous threat to the community. And we definitely need to pursue them and get them into custody and take them off the streets.
Sure, I may have missed it. Who did he shoot at?
He shot in the drugstore. When he entered the drugstore, he had a bag with him. He threw it over the counter, and he shot one round into the ceiling.
And do you have any idea why he targeted that drugstore? We were in there earlier. He has a huge surveillance system and a big monitor right over the counter, so you know you're on camera.
In my opinion, because they're a rural drugstore, that's why usually those areas are targeted, is because they're out into the outer parts of the county. I think most of the time thieves think that if we hit that area, and they can get away, and they can't. We're going to get you.
Can you talk about what else you found inside the car? I mean, we see the rifle on top of the suspect's vehicle, but there's also a license plate in the
Not that I'm aware of. I wasn't advised about that.
Is that the only weapon you found?
Yes. From what I was told, that was the only weapon that was in the vehicle and or used. And there was talk at first about that there was a second subject. There was not. It was just a lone subject.
What weapon was it?
It was a 20-gauge single-shot shotgun. It's a 20-gauge shotgun. It's, it's a little smaller round than a 12-gauge shotgun, but definitely very deadly. Lee Young's got some scratches on it. That's about it. We were very fortunate.
And specifically, what kind of, you said Schedule 2, but what were the pills?
Oh, it was Oxycontin. It was all, yeah, there was, that's where they kept all the different types of scheduled drugs, the different painkillers. They had them locked up. And so he was able to take a satchel and fill it up with everything they had. He cleaned it out and was trying to get away.
Well, what kind of vehicle was he in? And we noticed it looked like it had a donut spare tire on it anyway.
It was a Honda. I know it was a Honda. I don't know if it was a Civic or not. Elantra? Yeah, Honda Elantra.
Any other agencies involved in this to help the Sheriff's Department?
It was Wilson County jumped in. I know that some of the guys from the U.S. Marshals Task Force were heading our way. They happened to be close by doing something else. And so I was told by some of those guys that they were heading that way. They just weren't on top of it.
You reach speed, some of the deputies reach speeds up to 70 miles per hour. I mean, are we very fortunate not to have casualties on the road and the speed and just the mental state of this individual?
Anytime that you have a pursuit, it's dangerous. And that's why we have to always remember the due guard to the public. That's what the law tells us, and that's how we do our job. We always have to take the public into consideration every time. And if it gets to the point where we think that the public is in danger, that's when we pull back. And so the officers made the time made the judgment that the traffic was light, and so we could continue the pursuit.
I mean, it sounds like this guy is a real troublemaker. I mean, more than 20 times?
Yes, he's been booked in here 23 times, and today will be the 24th. And I don't know if he's ever been booked in any other agencies or not.
And do you have any idea of the scope of types of charges? I mean, any?
I don't. Not all. I know when I worked in the jail, I remember him back in the jail. I remember him out Walter Hill area growing up. I don't know what all he's into. Not off the top of my head.
But clearly, maybe
clearly, yeah. Clearly, he doesn't like to follow the law. Yeah, he's 33 years old. Been in here 23 times. So. Anything else?
Nothing on driving. No charges on driving.
There's more coming. There's lots more charges coming. Those are just the charges right now that we are going to hold him on until we finish our investigation.
Okay.